This time next week, the Tasmanian Masters Games will be well and truly underway. In fact, they start on Thursday. The Games president is Steve Martin, who's been good enough to drop into the studio again this morning. G'day, Stephen. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Martin.
I reckon you'll be pretty busy this time next week, won't you?
Oh, my word. I'm busy now. It's just finalising details in regards to our accreditation centre, which will be open on Wednesday, the 19th of October.
And that's at Marketplace in Devonport?
That's at the Marketplace indoors.
In Devonport?
In Devonport. Yep. We've got Don College students coming down to help make up the welcome bags, which includes a bottle of Hart's water, an embroidered cap. We've got some Amber's chocolates to give away. Subway's got the ID lanyard and that, which gains entry into our welcome event on the Friday night. So we're pretty busy.
Okay. Now, at this stage, 16 sports, and you got your 500 competitors, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we started off with wondering what our target was, and we wanted to be realistic about it, and we said, look, we'll settle. If we can get 500, we've done our job. And if we can get 12 to 15 sports, we've done our job. Well, we've got 16 sports, we've got 500 competitors, and we've got some great support from our local businesses, such as Goodstone, your Subways, and Ambers, etc. So it's a really good event that's come together, and it's been done on a smell of an oily rag. So it's kudos to the committee, and they're all volunteers. They all work, and they're doing this on the side of their desk. A big undertaking and a great effort.
Well, and the thing is, you know, if you didn't get those targets, you had all those medals that would only be good for diving weights after that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I could have been Mr. T walking around town for a little while.
Yeah, but you've got enough medals to cover the sports that are there, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is, and we were planning to make sure that we did. Some of the sports, unfortunately, didn't meet the threshold for a competition.
Yep.
That's unfortunate, but they're keen to sort of come on with 2024, which is the brass ring we've been setting the foundation for.
I think there's a few that are probably sitting back and saying, well, we'll see how it goes this year, and maybe when the next one's up in a couple of years, we'll have a go.
Oh, I think so, and it gives them 2 years of planning for their calendar events. It gives us an opportunity to go to Adelaide to visit Australian Masters Games, not only push to come to Tasmania in 2024 and play a bit of sport, but certainly the tourism offerings that we've got right along the northwest coast, we want them to extend their holiday and stay here longer.
And the games are spread out across the coast. You've got events happening in Burnie, Penguin, Ulverston, Devonport, Sassafras, Exeter. Have I missed any?
No, I think you're pretty right. Okay. Yeah, no, it's a good cross-section there. And look, it was like slightly Australian Masters Games. We've got venues right across the coast. Mm. And it's about sharing it around, et cetera. We're only half an hour away from one end to the other.
Yeah.
So that's great. You're only half an hour around the city as well on the mainland where the Australian Masters Games are played. So all in all, we've got good facilities. We're going to utilise them. Again, we can certainly expand that a little bit even further when 2024 comes around, when you start looking at yachting, your boat racing, et cetera. Your mountain biking can certainly, Wild Mersey comes into play again, et cetera. So we have a great opportunity from this foundation to create something special.
Yeah, and as I said, the sports are spread out right across the coast, but there's quite a few happening in Devonport, isn't there?
Oh, there is. We've got some good facilities here. I mean, Devonport Country Club's come on board with the bowls, indoor bowls.
Yep.
That's full. Golf, that's pretty much full as well. And, of course, the gymnastics centre at Sprayton is a great centre. So they'll be looking forward to doing things there and Tim Bin bowling.
Yeah, and the swimming too in Devonport, isn't it?
Swimming's at the Olympic pool, and, you know, the Devil's Masters Swimming Club is taking that on as an event, and that's a really top effort from them to become involved with an outdoor pool in October.
Yeah.
And the weather looks good.
Yeah, and I know pickleball's been well supported. That's going to be played in Burnie, I think you told me before.
Pickleball's in Burnie, it's gone gangbusters. So I think there's about 65 for pickleball. So that's a growing sport, and we're certainly going to get behind that. And I met Ali Wheatley this morning, and for the first time she was talking about being really excited about it. And also,
she then?
She's the president of the pickleball.
Oh, right. I should know that, but I didn't.
No.
Well, it's only an emerging sport.
Yeah, it is only emerging, but it's gone bananas over the other side.
I'm keen to give it a go, actually.
Yeah, well, I'd have a crack at it. Mm. They have disability games with it, too, on the mainland.
Right. Yeah.
So that's something I'm very keen to get hold of. We're doing wheelchair basketball. First time ever, I believe, that the Masters Games in Australia is having a disability or all-ability sport.
Okay, right. And that'll be at Ulverston.
That'll be at Ulverston. So I'm going to grab somebody's chair and have a crack at that.
Because you've been secretly training for this, haven't you?
Yeah. At the dining table, sitting in a chair. Yeah. No, I'm just keen to sort of support it. And they've got some able... You're allowed to play a couple of
come on a minute.
Models.
You had a practice, didn't you, a few weeks ago?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
No, a couple of years ago, I went and had a go at wheelchair football.
Right.
Now, that's a good game.
Okay.
Yeah, you can crash into anybody and it's legal.
Yeah. I'm getting confused with stuff you've told me before. I thought you'd tried wheelchair basketball.
No, I haven't done the basketball, but right, certainly Australian rules football, and I thought that was tremendous. That gave me the inspiration of including that into the Tasmanian Masters Games and make it special.
Fair enough. And another sport that's been really well supported too is the shooting. There's going to be a couple of shooting events at Sassafras.
Yes, we've got the small ball and air rifle shooting, which is out Sassafras Way.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, that's been very well supported, especially from mainlanders are coming over, Victorians and New South Wales and a couple of from South Australia.
Right.
So it tells us that there are people over the mainland that want to come to Tassie.
Mm.
What we've got to be able to do now is move up to the second step and start pushing what we can do.
Yeah.
And hopefully gain a bit more funding so we can set up a web page and really have a decent crack at attracting, I'm hoping, 1,500 for 2024.
Right. Now, there's a welcome event on the Friday, next Friday. That's between 6 and 10 p.m. at Market Square in Devonport, and that's open to the public, but you have to pay to get into that unless you're a volunteer or a competitor.
That's correct. So if you're a volunteer or a competitor, you will have a welcome bag which will contain the Subway ID lanyard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to wear that and gain free entry.
Yep.
If members of the public, and we encourage everybody to come down, it is ticketed. It's $25 a head for a great event. There's about four bands playing.
Including the Bad Dad Orchestra?
Including the Bad Dad Orchestra.
Yeah. Saw them at Deloraine a few months ago. They're not bad.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it'll be a good atmosphere down there, and it'll be happening. There'll be food vans down there as well. And, of course, you've got the local restaurants, Frankie J's, Island State Brewery, which will be open.
Yeah, the place will be rocking, won't it?
It will be absolute rocking. And, Firestorm and Southern Wild Distillery will be open as well. So you throw that all into the mix, we've got a great combination to have a wonderful night of entertainment and welcome our participants to the Tasmanian Masters Games and the communities involved.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. I think I've mentioned before I'm volunteering, so I think I'm working on Friday afternoon helping out somewhere.
Yes, I think they've toothbrush comes to mind.
Okay, I'll do whatever I can. I'm keen to help and support it. And look, well done to you and everyone that's put it together. I know it's only been a very small committee. Hard-working committee, as you said, very small budget. But at this stage, premature congratulations on what I'm sure will be a fantastic event.
Well, thanks, Martin. And a call-out to the committee as well. We've got Summer Meskey from Latrobe, Peter Hollister from Devonport, Cheryl Fuller from Ulverston, Michael Bonney from Ulverston, Matthew Hubbard from Ulverston, Robin Woolsey. I think that I've got them all.
Yeah.
I hope so anyway.
You'll find out if you haven't.
So, kudos to them. As I said, they're doing it on the side of the desk. They're busy people, and it's not a small undertaking, believe me.
And thank you for coming in this morning. Good luck with it.
Appreciate it. Cheers.